Hello, I'm Amber and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. In People and Places today we meet Mary Moore, daughter of the renowned British artist and sculptor Henry Moore, who died in 1986. We meet her in a place called Hoglands, the house where Henry Moore and his wife Irina lived for over 40 years. Hoglands has recently been opened to the public for the first time. Mary shares her memories of her father and her mother with us, and we highlight lots of language that you can use to describe people. As you listen, notice first how Mary uses the words moody and moodiness to describe some of the colours in Hoglands. We usually use these words to describe people when they're cross and grumpy. When people are in a bad mood, you can say they're moody or there's moodiness about them. And you'll hear two nice ways of describing colours that don't look right together, that contrast with each other. Colours that don't go together, that clash. And try to catch any of the descriptions Mary gives of her father and mother. Now, let's begin our tour of the house. The first impression you get of Hoglands is how colourful the rooms are. There's a bright yellow carpet in the living room, an orange carpet in the study, and a pink floor in the dining room.
And there's a bright purple carpet in the sunroom, which is kind of remarkable. He had the most fabulous colour sense, and you don't think of sculptors as colourists. But if you look at his textile designs, or even his coloured drawings from that period, you get extraordinary dark, moody greys with very bright pinks and yellows and browns, and colours that you would think clash or don't go together but are extraordinarily successful and have a kind of moodiness about them. And it can be very muddy outside. So usually my mother would make people take their shoes off at the front door. But sometimes my father sort of felt that he couldn't possibly ask them to take their shoes off, or he had forgotten. And she would see this trail of mud across the yellow carpet. And you would hear her sort of shout, "Henry!" You know, so my mother was very practical. I wouldn't say that she was house proud, but she was very careful with it. And because she was the one who had to get down on her hands and knees and scrub the yellow carpet.
So, Mary says her father had the most fabulous colour sense. He understood how colours work. Her mother was a very practical person. She was sensible and focused on solving problems. Her mother was also not house proud, which is a lovely way to describe someone who is literally proud of their house and keeps it very clean and tidy. Listen again.
And there's a bright purple carpet in the sunroom, which is kind of remarkable. He had the most fabulous colour sense, and you don't think of sculptors as colourists. But if you look at his textile designs, or even his coloured drawings from that period, you get extraordinary dark, moody greys with very bright pinks and yellows and browns, and colours that you would think clash or don't go together but are extraordinarily successful and have a kind of moodiness about them. And it can be very muddy outside. So usually my mother would make people take their shoes off at the front door. But sometimes my father sort of felt that he couldn't possibly ask them to take their shoes off, or he had forgotten. And she would see this trail of mud across the yellow carpet. And you would hear her sort of shout, "Henry!" You know, so my mother was very practical. I wouldn't say that she was house proud, but she was very careful with it. And because she was the one who had to get down on her hands and knees and scrub the yellow carpet.
In our next extract, Mary remembers being a little girl and sitting at a little table making models out of clay, while her father, the great sculptor, worked alongside her. Mary uses several expressions which neatly describe people who are warm and outgoing. Can you catch them? Oh, and there's a nice onomatopoeic word to convey the sound of clay being shaped. Crunch.
He had a tremendous sense of fun. He really liked the company of young people. He was really curious about people. He loved people. But what was really wonderful is that I would go into his studio and I was able to sit at a little table. There are pictures of me when I'm three, with a piece of clay, you know, sort of modelling away, you know, crunch, crunch, crunch. And he's doing his thing at his table beside me. And I was able to say, look, would you make me a lion? Can you make me a pigeon? You know, why don't you make me a giraffe? You know, and he would stop and he would make out of clay all these animals for me.
So Mary says her father had a tremendous sense of fun. He was always looking on the bright side of life. He really liked the company of young people. He really liked being with young people. Now here's a list of the language we focused on in the programme today. Moody, cross and grumpy. Colours that clash. Colours that don't look right together. To be a very practical person. To be sensible. To be house proud. To be proud of your house. More stories of people and places next time at bbclearningenglish.com.